The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. And a few words for introduction to this meditation. We're for these last few months now, we've been doing Satipatthana, the practices for establishing awareness. And the Buddha calls these practices, the practices of cultivating awareness, to be a heap, a mountain of wholesomeness, of skillfulness. He says that the five hindrances, which are one of the things that we've looked at in these weeks, is a heap of unwholesomeness, unskillfulness. And this idea that mindfulness and what we're cultivating here is what's skillful, what's wholesome, what's nourishing, what's healthy, serves as a very useful guide for how to practice mindfulness, how to evoke and bring forth a clearer and clearer awareness of the present moment. We do it in a way that is skillful, wholesome, that feels healthy, feels like welcoming for us to do. To chase after meditation out of greed, to use meditation to try to get rid of something we don't like, that's using mindfulness that, according to the five hindrances, which just brings unskillfulness, brings poor results. So as you practice this practice of mindfulness, one of the things to be attentive to is the quality of your practice, the way in which you practice. Is it open-handed? Is it open-hearted? Is it open-minded to what is here? Open-handed meaning you're just here to experience what is here in a generous way. Open-hearted means that your care, your kindness is available. You're caring for yourself in this approach. And open-minded means you're available for whatever the experience is. You're willing to be present for things without expectation, without agendas, just present. And maybe we take it on faith initially that this is, for the Buddha, this is one of the most healthy, skillful things, psychologically, spiritually healthy things a person can do, is to be bringing forth this clarity of awareness to the present moment. And I think part of the reason it's considered so healthy, so skillful, is that it's a magnet for so many other good qualities. It's almost as if awareness, clear awareness of the present, is making open space for in which other skillful states, other wholesome ways of being can surface and come into it. And that open space holds at bay or doesn't make room for, doesn't really help the hindrances thrive. The hindrances thrive when we're not paying attention, when we're not creating that open space, where we don't have clear awareness. So in all these ways of talking, the word open is emphasized. Open-handed, open-hearted, open-minded, open space. So may, as you sit today, you be attentive and careful that the way in which you practice, how you bring forth present moment awareness, feels, has a good feeling for you. And it's a kind of way of being a friend to yourself, perhaps, or just that other people would be attracted to you in the goodness and the clarity, the simplicity of being, of how you are with your experience. So other things come. So to begin, maybe caring for yourself by your posture you take. Maybe taking the time so your body feels that you're attending to it and caring for it. A posture that, the best of your ability, seems like a good posture for meditation, for your body to be in. And gently closing your eyes. And maybe with the eyes closed, before meditating, just to let your attention roam around your body with an open awareness of this is how it is. This is how it's feeling now. Being careful with how you attend, how your awareness can just be with yourself for a few moments here, maybe just to discover, to be receptive, to recognize how your body is, and maybe how you are, in an open-handed, open-hearted, open-minded way. And gently, gently a little deeper breathing than usual, so that when you exhale, maybe you exhale with a little bit of relief, relaxation, here, now. Gentle, little deeper breath than usual. Maybe with the inhale, infusing awareness with more clarity, more openness. Awareness becomes a little more expansive or receptive. And on the exhale, the awareness rides along with the exhale. Letting your breathing return to normal. And any time your mind wanders off and it's time to begin again with your breathing or in the present moment, see if you can make the beginning be enjoyable or pleasant, friendly. And as you stay with the breathing or stay with your experience, stay with it in some manner, simple, relaxed manner that is friendly or feels healthy, so that it feels you have the feeling, oh, this is good to hang out with this kind of awareness here and now. And whatever you're aware of, body, feelings, mind states, thoughts, reactions, the how you're aware is important. Remember to be aware in an open way. Where awareness is an opening. Awareness opens itself. As we come to the end of the sitting, to consider what you know about being aware, being attentive in an open way, without expectations or demands, without pulling away or wanting something, just aware, open-handed, open-minded, open-hearted. Almost like as you're aware, you're making space, making room. And to think about doing this for other people that you encounter. How in being aware of them, a little bit, not too much, a little bit's like you're making room for them. Space. You're with them in an open-handed, open-hearted, open-minded way. And if you're not, can you be aware of that? And in being aware of it, can you try to open up a little bit, open, clear awareness of others? What would it be like to be with others this way? And it is as healthy, wholesome to apply what we learn about attention in meditation to how we can attend kindly to others. To be aware of others without the hindrances getting in the way. May through this practice that we do, may we support the possibility for all beings to be happy, for all beings to be safe, for all beings to be peaceful, for all beings to be free.